Thanksgiving is a few days away, and we're serving up a heap of fun on Totally Patriots. Get your cranberry on with Romeo and Ashley. And coming up on the show...
First you strip the legs.
Learn how to eat this rookie's favorite food on Pat's Chat.
It doesn't look good at all, but it's definitely tasty.
Plus, it's a feast fit for a king. Brandon King, as he gets real on Tilted.
Now I'm a big fan of it, so you can judge me if you want to.
And we've got you covered in Totally Playbook, as Gerard Mayo explains the difference between man-to-man and zone coverage.
In man-to-man coverage, hey, you got him, I got him.
Totally Patriots starts now.
Yeah!
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Wow, will you take a look at that? Nice. Guys, you are in store for some big news today. It's Totally Patriots, and it's the bog edition.
Never been to a bog, I'm not gonna lie. I think we look good. We are dressed
are ready.
Up. Ready to go. Thanksgiving week coming up. Cannot wait. It's all about the food. My God, I'm so
excited. Mm. But the real question is, how excited are you for some cranberries?
Oh, I'm excited. This is a first for us, a first for Totally Patriots. I don't know what's more exciting, that or getting to know rookie Cyrus Jones.
It's a toss-up, honestly.
It's time for this week's Audible. It is nice here.
It is nice, pretty.
Cyrus Jones. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Play cornerback. And fun fact about myself is every day in elementary school, I took a peanut butter and jelly for lunch. So, yes, I still eat peanut butter and jellies pretty much every day before practice. The peanut butter is definitely the most important part. 60-40 is a good ratio, and I prefer non-chunky, just regular peanut butter. Yes, I did watch The Wire. I watched it growing up all the time, and another fun fact, I was actually in The Wire for like an episode when I was about 9 or 10 years old. I was like playing a little kid drug dealer, so like I was like a little hopper, as they called it when I was on set, so it was like a quick scene. Like I was in the scene for like maybe 20 seconds. I don't know how to describe my acting, but I ain't no over the top. Just get my role done effectively. The thing I miss most about Baltimore is the food. You know, I think I love seafood. You know, I think our seafood there is second to none. So I love crabs. I think that's definitely my favorite seafood. I chose Alabama because, you know, I fell in love with the school when I took a visit, and you know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I thought it was gonna be super country. You know, I couldn't have picked a better school. Roll Tide, roll.
All right, I am with a bunch of athletes, I found out. We got a lot of knee braces around. That's not good. Derpy High School in the building. What's going on, everybody? We feeling good? She's really excited in the front. You guys want to help me welcome the one, the only, Cyrus Jones, everybody. Oh, yeah. He wore his nice ripped pants for you guys. You feeling lucky? We have our first question.
Hey, Mr. Jones, big fan. If you were to play fantasy, who would you draft first overall?
If I was to play fantasy, I think I'm going to keep it on my home turf and go with Tom Brady.
God.
The safe answer.
Yeah, true.
Hi, do you have any, like, special meals that you eat before a game?
Surprisingly, I don't. I mean, I might get like a pasta or something before the game, you know, just get my carbs up so, you know, I could have some energy during the game, but maybe a light little snack before, but nothing I eat like on a regular basis.
What are some things that you like to do outside of football?
Some things I like to do. Spend time with the fam, listen to music. I used to be a big drawer, so I can draw pretty well. So I probably don't do it as much as I used to, or probably as I want to, just because the amount of time we have is short. But I definitely like art and things like that. I love music, so I like to shop.
Music-wise, who are we listening to?
I listen to a little bit of everything. My favorite rapper is Jay-Z, all-time favorite. But whatever the good stuff is, that's what I try to gravitate to. I think, you know, I love music. It's a type of music for every emotion, I think. So however you feeling, you know, go to some music. That's my go-to.
All right, now you're from Baltimore, Maryland. The people of Maryland love their crabs. Favorite crab, and teach everybody how to eat a crab.
My favorite crab is the blue crab. Eating a crab is pretty simple. A lot of people think it's complicated, but all you do is first you strip the legs, put them to the side, and then you got the big body. And usually you pull up the underneath shell and crack it open. You take out the dead meat, and you snap it in half because it's like, I don't know how to explain. I don't know if it's the lungs of the crab
this
or whatever.
This does not sound appetizing. I'm going to be honest with you.
It
I hope
look
there's
good.
A lot of butter.
It doesn't look good at all, but it's definitely tasty. But you snap it open, and then inside it, you just pretty much dig for the meat.
Give them a big round of applause.
Help yourself to more Totally Patriots. Still to come.
I'm the type of person that likes to get awkward situations out of people.
Take a walk in this safety shoes on Tilted. And later in the show...
Is this edible?
Cyrus Jones is in for a Thanksgiving feast he'll never forget. Totally Challenge style.
This is not good.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from 49ers QB Colin Kaepernick to Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski? Kaepernick presented at the ESPYs with model Chrissy Teigen, who co-hosts Lip Sync Battle with LL Cool J. LL Cool J was in the movie Any Given Sunday with Terrell Owens, who was on the Bengals with QB Carson Palmer. Palmer was the best man at the wedding of QB Matt Cassel, who was teammates on the Patriots with kicker Steven Gostkowski. And that's your 6 Degrees.
Clearly, I took a wrong turn. I'm supposed to be in the cranberry bog. I got no Romeo and no cranberries. It's a little crazy in here, kind of like Tilted. Maybe Brandon King knows where the cranberries are, because I sure don't.
The last time I was really scared, my mom had surgery not too long ago. She had potentially breast cancer, but she ended up finding out that, you know, she was fine. So that was one of the most scariest moments I had in a really long time. The last movie I saw, I think I watched The Lion King was the last movie I saw. I was scrolling through TV, and it's one of my favorite childhood movies. Growing up, my last name was King, so I kind of felt like I was kind of a Simba in a sense. I'm the type of person that likes to get awkward situations out of people, so I might be walking one day, and then the next day you might look, you know, beside you, and I might crawl, you know, just change things up and get people out of their comfort zone and see what type of person they really are. I love burgers. Everywhere I go in Alabama, I try to find the best burger. In Boston, I try to find the best burger. So I'm a big burger person with the bacon on it. Gotta have it. Burgers. One song that's on my playlist is Luke Bryan. I love Luke Bryan. I wasn't a big fan of country music, but I went to junior college in Kansas, and it was just something that kind of stuck with me after my second year there. I've been listening to it ever since. I actually got my first pedicure of my life about 5 months ago, and ever since then, I've probably had 20 since then. I love getting pedicures now. I'm a big fan of it, so you can judge me if you want to. I'm taking it and I'm rolling with it. Have I ever seen an alien? I've never seen an alien, but I've been outside before in Alabama, and I looked up a couple times. Not really gonna throw an alien out there, but it's something I've never seen before. But I want to see one. I'm fine with seeing him as long as he kind of keeps his distance. I'm not trying to have him all in my space.
So the USDA estimates there'll be 2 million barrels of these cranberries harvested this year alone. Think about how many that's going to take. Look how small they are. They may make a delicious sauce, but they certainly don't create a lot of force. Find out why. It's time for this week's How'd They Do That?
Professor Fritz. Professor Fritz here. I hope you're awake today. We're talking about Newton's second law, which clearly states that the acceleration of an object is directly proportional to the net force applied and inversely proportional to the object's mass. What? You don't get it? You better ask the girls. But for you, I'll keep it simple. Net force equals mass times acceleration. If we look at it in terms of Newton's first law, the velocity of an object at rest or an object in motion is 0 yards per second squared. That's because it is either not moving or is moving with constant velocity. Newton's second law describes what happens when the velocity changes. We have 2 weights. One is 5 pounds, one is 20 pounds. If we use the same amount of force on each one, you will notice that the acceleration, or the time it takes to start moving, is quicker for the 5-pound weight than it is for the 20-pound weight. We know that Brady's mass is 225 pounds, which translates to 100.2 kilograms. If we know his acceleration is 2 yards per second squared, then the force with which he hits the pile is 200.4 newtons. So keep in mind, force does not imply motion. An object does not need a force to stay in motion. Rather, it needs a force to stop or start the motion, and that's where Newton's second law comes in. So, it's simple. Force equals mass times acceleration. I'm Professor Fritz, and stay in motion.
Save room for more. We're still cooking on Totally Patriots. Coming up...
I'm putting this one on you, bro.
Cyrus Jones shares the wealth in Totally Challenged.
Yeah, Thomas, you gotta eat this.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Meal planning is another way to stay totally fit. And you can make it fun by making a theme for every day. For example, on Tuesdays, you can do Taco Salad Tuesday. Or on Wednesday, you could do Wild Wednesday. Try something new that you haven't tried before. Friday, you can do Fish Friday. It's all about being creative and trying something new. The importance is to make that conscious decision to eat something healthy.
Have you ever eaten an uncooked cranberry? They are extremely bitter and tart. They are not sweet at all. Actually, it'd make a good challenge food. Luckily for Cyrus Jones, it is not on today's menu. Have a look, though, and see what is. It's time for this week's Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, guys, so rumor has it that grown men from Baltimore, Maryland are kind of tough, but I feel like we're going to really see what Cyrus Jones is made of. It's time for Truth or Challenge. Here we go.
Truth or Challenge?
Challenge.
Challenge.
Whoa. Here we
go. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Eat liverwurst.
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 I'm sure it tastes just like a blue crab.
What is this? Is this edible? I gotta eat all of it.
I mean, I say go for the go. Oh, hey. Oh. Hope you had your banana.
Is it good?
Oh.
This is not good.
I think you should try some. Get up there. Get up there. Yeah. No one eats alone on this show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Not good?
I had breakfast, so I'm pretty hungry.
Well, while you enjoy that, let's keep it moving.
Truth or challenge?
It's already down there, so we might as well keep it down
there. Go again, challenge.
Eat salmon spread.
They trying to make me throw up in here, man. Like, where do you buy stuff like this?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I'm putting this one on you, bud. What's your name?
Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas. You gotta eat this.
Oh, Thomas.
There you go.
Oh.
Thank you.
You need me spread it for you?
Thank you.
I'm good.
Oh, no, stay up there. Can you, here we go. Oh, he's just gonna fork it out.
Yep.
There we go. Oh.
Eat it.
Oh, Thomas.
Yeah, tell me how that tastes.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
I bet. That's crazy, man. The fact that it didn't break when it hit.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. All right, here we go. Last question.
I don't know, man.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
If you did challenge, oh, did you pick
my
challenge?
My guy's telling me to go.
You
challenge.
Might be the first one to go all three challenges. Respect.
I don't back down.
Dance like a turkey.
Oh my God. How do turkeys dance? Like this?
Hey! Give him a big round of applause. All right, everybody, since we're on the bog today, I feel like you deserve a fun fact about these cranberries. So on Thanksgiving, Americans eat 80 million pounds of these things. Think about trying to harvest such a big area to cover. Speaking of cover, let's talk coverages in this week's Totally Playbook.
It's your boy, Gerard Mayo. We're back again for another segment of Totally Playbook. And today we're going to talk about zone versus man. You hear it all the time. You hear guys saying, oh, they were in zone coverage, cover two, cover three. What does that mean? Obviously, you kind of know man-to-man coverage, but we'll start off with the zone. The zone coverage just is explaining, hey, don't cover a man. Don't chase a man across the field. No, I want you to cover a zone or an area of grass. They threw the ball out into the flat. What is the flat? The flat is just the widest area on the field. The flat usually is someone running a wide route over here, and you have a corner or someone out here in the flat. You have what you call a curl to flat drop, and when you hear a curl to flat drop, that means, hey, drop back in the curl area, and then if someone runs out into the flat, come down into the flat. You also have a hook drop. A hook drop is usually your linebackers or a safety rocking down, and a hook drop is 2 yards outside of the hash on either side. And the same thing on each side. So then you have your safeties. You can have two high or three high. That just means you have two high means, hey, cover high and outside over here. Or you can have three high, which is three people in the back. And man-to-man coverage, hey, you got him, I got him. Just that easy.
Folks, players, song of the week.
My name is Barkevious Mingo, and my go-to songs are anything by Drake, J. Cole, listen to while I'm driving, when I get home, when I just want to chill out.
Romeo, please.
I got you.
The
I got
dog
you.
Is so serious.
This is serious, people. We got cranberries, though. That's the good news.
You know me. I'd much rather have these things in sauce form on Thanksgiving.
You are saucy.
You
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's a reason to celebrate. Let's check in with the cheerleaders from Walpole High right now. Show us your celly.
Cranberry celebration.
Hello. Woo!
Rebels on.
Here we go, Rebels. Rebels. Rebels.
Romeo, not gonna lie, hanging out in the bogs, making the girl a little hungry. Can I get some stuffing in my life? Is it Thursday yet?
It's all about the stuffing. I'm gonna go with turkey as my favorite, and of course now,
It's all about the cranberries.
Got a whole new appreciation for cranberry sauce. And the good news is we got plenty for everybody watching, so come get some.
We gotcha.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Going to leave you with some highlights from our Seattle game last weekend.
Happy Turkey Day.
Brady takes the snap, stands and throws it for Julian.
Trey Flowers has had an impactful night. He really has.
Wilson extending the hands, taking the snap. Drops back, pumps right, looks back left. Spun down! That's the second sack of the night for Trey Flowers.
Big.
And the youngster got him at the 15-yard line.
He has been your horse. 10 games in, and Blunt still churning the legs.
DeBlunt runs it short side left, gets outside of the 10, to the 5, 3's the charge. Touchdown! Third of the night for LeGarrette Blunt. Second and 14, snap. Brady throws a lob down the left side, looking for a Gronk, and he makes the catch over the shoulder. Tom throws the back shoulder left for Bennett, reaches up and makes the grab, spinning away from the defender's shed.